Welcome to it on a Friday. It's Steve Caruso. So good to have you along for the conversation. What a week it has been. From the White House to Traverse City today, we are at Lighthouse Neurological Rehab Center today. Good to have you along for the conversation. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, political desperation. That's what they're calling it, as the narrative seems to be crumbling around impeachment. We'll take a closer look at that. Number two, Prince Andrew, he's on the outs with the Royals. Why? Because he hung out with Jeffrey Epstein, and, well, you know what Jeffrey Epstein was up to, at least that's what we're told. And number one, the Horowitz report coming out December the 9th. He'll be in front of Lindsey Graham and his committee on December the 11th. And apparently they have already found some FBI lawyers that have falsified FISA documents. That's a big bombshell. That's a big deal. That was the foundational documents that went after Carter Page, right? That went after Carter Page. And that started the whole Russian investigation, led to the Mueller report and the firing of James Comey, all of those things. All of those things started with that FISA document. If it was obtained with false records put forth by the FBI and by the FBI attorneys, that would be what we call a big deal. Yeah. If it was started with a falsified document, that would be a big deal, my friends. All right, so talking about the impeachment process, because what happened out of Mueller, of course, came then the Ukraine fiasco. And it is funny to me how Adam Schiff can get buried with the truth. He doesn't blink. Have you noticed that? Just me. Adam Schiff doesn't blink. He's kind of like, well, he looks like he's being stepped on in the middle a little bit. Have you noticed? He's just like, whoop. Anyhow, of course, I'm not sure if he ever blinks anyway, but when the Democrat chair leading the attack on President Trump asked Gordon Sondland to lay out in clear terms what was asked of him, the answer had to have been a shock. But you wouldn't know it by looking at Adam Schiff. He just sits there all bug-eyed, staring straight at Sondland, saying nothing, not blinking. The truth doesn't matter anyway. But let's hear it on quick review for the week. Bite number four, go.
But I believe I just asked him an open-ended question, Mr. Chairman. What do you want from Ukraine? I keep hearing all these different ideas and theories and this and that. What do you want? And it was a very short, abrupt conversation. He was not in a good mood. And he just said, I want nothing. I want nothing. I want no quid pro quo. Tell Zelensky to do the right thing. Something to that effect.
I want nothing. No quid pro quo. I want Zelensky to do the right thing. That should be the end of it, but of course it is not. It is on that these Democrats are building their impeachment narrative, because they don't like the president politically, so they're building an impeachment narrative. Devin Nunes laying bare the Democratic narrative that he says the goalposts are getting moved almost every day and sometimes hourly. Go to bite number two, if you would. Devin Nunes, bite two, go.
Throughout these bizarre hearings, the Democrats have struggled to make the case that President Trump committed some impeachable offense on his phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The offense itself changes depending on the day, ranging from quid pro quo to extortion to bribery to obstruction of justice, then back to quid pro quo.
Then back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Let's summarize it. Let's boil it all down, shall we? Because Adam Schiff made it perfectly clear some time ago. He is not proceeding in the impeachment proceedings with anything but a preconceived notion. So let's go back to last Saturday when Adam Schiff was speaking to Democrats in California. And he praised the resistance, so-called, before slamming the president, calling him a charlatan, and saying he will send him back to his golden throne. This is what Adam Schiff is all about. This is the guy that's supposed to have a fair hearing on the impeachment. It's bite number 11. With Adam Schiff. Bite 11, go.
2 years ago, I stood before you and I urged you to resist, and you did. But we are more than a resistance now. We are a majority. We are a majority in one house, and we will become the majority in the other. And we will send that charlatan in the White House back to the golden throne he came from.
Yeah, that's the guy. That certainly sounds like a guy giving an impartial hearing on impeachment. Yeah, that sounds like a guy. Can you imagine walking into a courtroom and having a judge like that? You know, that wants to lay you out as this and that and attack, and it doesn't matter what's said, and you can't call your witnesses. You get no witnesses. You shall have no witnesses. We have ways to make you talk here in the impeachment hearing. And that's it. And that's the way it goes with Adam Schiff. And it's been another week of contradictions. There is no takeaway here except that the needle didn't move, except the needle is moving in the national polling. As I told you yesterday, the Marquette polling in Wisconsin shows that President Trump now beats every major Democrat candidate, Bernie Sanders, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Mayor Pete. Those are the top four Democrats. And President Trump now beating them all by 3 to 8 points in Wisconsin. A month ago, it was exactly the opposite. 2 months ago, Joe Biden was up by 9 over the president. In that same polling in the state of Wisconsin, things have changed dramatically there. And brand new polling today from Emerson shows us that the president isn't just winning in Wisconsin. He's winning nationwide against Biden, Warren, Sanders, and Mayor Pete. He's beating them all. There has been a shift in polling over the last couple of weeks. It's been dramatic. And it's telling for the Democrats. And if they don't see the red flag here, they're missing it. As I told them the day after the election in 2018, I said to the Republicans, make sure you reconnect. If you want to win again in 2020, you need to reconnect with Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And for the Democrats, I said, don't overplay your hand. The Republicans apparently listened as they connect to Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania. The Democrats, on the other hand, have been completely overplaying their hand, driving for impeachment. What has been done in Congress in 2019 of significance? Ask yourself, what has been done in Congress in 2019 of significance? What has happened? What legislation has been pushed through? You've had executive orders on the right to try, for example, for the president. You have the president working on overhauling the Veterans Administration. But important pieces of legislation like the USMCA sit there and go nowhere. Even though people on both sides of the aisle agree that the agreement between the United States, Mexico, and Canada would have benefits for manufacturers, for agriculture, for businesses, for the economy in general. And yet it goes nowhere. So for freshman members of Congress, 33 of those members of Congress in districts that were won by Trump in 2016 have delivered pretty much nothing to their districts. And so how do you go back and defend that? And I'm telling you, this whole ticket to be able to vote no that Nancy Pelosi will grant to about 17 Democrats will get the opportunity to vote no on impeachment. That'll be the hottest ticket since Willy Wonka's chocolate ticket. I'm telling you. It'll be the hottest ticket you can get out there. It's a golden ticket because for people like Alyssa Slotkin in the 8th Congressional District of Michigan, my member of Congress, if you vote for impeachment, you might as well just resign. Donald Trump won the 8th Congressional District by 7 points in 2016. She won the district by less than 4. I'm not real good at math, but I can figure out if people aren't happy and you've got a district that's set, purple, you're not going to come out of that in very good shape. She's going to try to vote no any way she can, as she should, because it's the right thing to do. Adam Schiff, he'll go ahead and vote for impeachment. You can go ahead and bet that, all right? No doubt whatsoever. Still to come on the program, the Auto No Fault Reality Tour will continue here as we talk about the impact of the governor's signature on a bill changing the way we do insurance for automobile accidents in Michigan, the catastrophic care, and how you get taken care of, you and your family members, after a big crash. We're going to continue that conversation live from Traverse City on the Steve Huber Show right after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
Electricians wanted. Visit IBEWMichigan.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and IBEW Michigan.